Welcome to About Music with Brian. In our previous program, we explored Mozart and Weber, who established the clarinet as a solo instrument of both lyricism and drama. Today, I'm going to give you three more concertos that show its remarkable versatility. The clarinet is unusual amongst the woodwinds in having a wide range of sizes and registers. The B-flat clarinet is most common in orchestral and solo repertoire, with the A clarinet close behind. The smaller E-flat clarinet produces a bright, agile sound, and the bass clarinet adds a deep, velvety voice. Mozart's concerto was originally written for a basset clarinet with extended low notes, but most concertos are played on the standard B-flat or A instruments. Each size brings a slightly different character, and composers have exploited their colors in their writing. So first we'll listen to the concerto by Carl Stamitz, his concerto in B-flat, number 3. This was written during the early flowering of the clarinet. Stamitz's concertos were amongst the first to showcase the instrument on the concert stage. This composer, the son of Johann Stamitz of the Mannheim School, Carl helped to popularize the clarinet throughout Europe. So, we have a B-flat clarinet. We have three movements, fast, slow, fast, following the classical concerto design. The first movement in sonata form with clear thematic contrasts, as usual. The second movement, a slow movement in ternary ABA form with a cantabile singing voice. And lastly, a spirited rondo, cheerful and elegant. This concerto shows the clarinet as both graceful and playful, perfectly suited to the style galant of 18th century.
Thank you. Thank you.
Louis Spohr, his clarinet concerto No. 1 in C minor comes next. Spohr was a towering figure of early German Romanticism, admired for his operas, symphonies, and chamber works. His first clarinet concerto, composed for the virtuoso Johann Simon Hemstadt, is one of the great romantic clarinet works. The instrument is once again a B-flat clarinet. There are three movements, again in the same pattern as our previous concerto, but with a slow introduction, which is unusual. The second movement, the usual aria-like setting, and the third movement, the usual rondo. Spohr expanded the clarinet's expressive possibilities, treating it as a fully-fledged romantic protagonist rather than just a novelty instrument.
Thank you.
Aaron Copland's clarinet concerto was written in 1948, so we've gone fast forward to the mid-20th century. His concerto, written for the jazz legend Benny Goodman, shows how far the clarinet had travelled from its classical beginnings. Commissioned in 1947 and composed the following year, it remains one of the most popular modern clarinet concertos. And as it was composed for Benny Goodman, and there is actually an existing recording of Benny Goodman playing it, that's the one I've chosen for us to listen to. The instrument used is an A clarinet. There are two contrasting sections linked by a cadenza. The first section is a slow lyrical opening at a very expansive and songful mood. The cadenza brings the finale with an extended improvisatory passage, often tailored to the performer. And the finale, wait for it, as usual, a lively rondo, infused with jazz rhythms, Latin dance elements, and Copland's unmistakable American voice. Here the clarinet becomes both concert virtuoso and jazz soloists, bridging the worlds with ease.
Thank you. Thank you.
Across these three concertos, we hear the clarinet's astonishing adaptability. Elegant and poised in Stamitz, romantic and dramatic in Spohr, and jazz-influenced yet lyrical in Copland. Together they reveal the clarinet as an instrument capable of inhabiting many voices, from classical grace to romantic passion to modern freedom. Please join me on Thursday at 6 p.m. for Sundowner Classics. In that program, I will be featuring more music for the clarinet, shorter pieces for enjoyment and relaxation. Goodbye, I'll see you then.